Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
We're going to have to blow up the system, Lee.
Sounds like insurrection to me.
Yeah, sure does. Who's we, by the way? Who's that?
Exactly, yeah.
That would be Don Lemon.
Yeah.
CNN commentator Don the We?
Yeah.
Like what, the media and the Democrats?
You and what army, Don?
Oh, I see the army. The army is the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They've been promising to do this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Stack the courts, do all that. I just interested that the media apparently plans to do this with them.
Yeah. The Fourth Estate.
Look, I got no problem with leaning in a direction politically. What chafes me to know, and I mean, you'll never hear me pick on Salon.com or Huffington Post for leaning to the left. I never do.
Yeah, because
it's honest. They're open about who they are. I'm fine with that.
Right.
You listen to this show for 2 hours. This is conservative talk radio.
Yes, no question.
That's what it is.
Yep.
We label it. I am a creation of the mainstream media. If they were fair and provided both sides, which they don't ever, I would not have a job. You and I'd have to get like a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
That would suck.
I know. So bad.
So bad. Thank God.
The hours might be a little better,
but it would
be a very bad job.
Yeah, but it would be bad.
Yeah.
But so thankfully, though, the media is completely dishonest. And so, I mean, they really want to go back after saying things like, we are going to blow up the system. We are going to pack the courts and tell you they're not biased.
Yeah.
No, we're mainstream. No, we are right down the middle. Whatever. So anyway, I've got early breaking news, Lee. May want to note this in the newsroom.
Right. Okay.
I've got this ahead of everybody else, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Trump's Supreme Court nominee is a racist.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Yeah. You might want to know how I know that.
How do you know that, Tara?
Very close to the vest. And you may wonder, how do I know that when I don't even know who it is? Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait. No, because they they did the fake sex abuse thing on Kavanaugh.
Right, right.
Which is their old playbook from Clarence Thomas. They just recycled it.
Right.
Right. So it'd be obvious if they did it again. So the only other playbook they ever use is race. So that's how I know. And I can tell you with confidence at this time that Trump's Supreme Court nominee is a racist, in fact. And will lead to the racial resegregation of the country if appointed, even though I do not know who the person is.
Well, it's
to tell you that with confidence.
The two names that keep being brought up are and their identifiers are that you have a Cuban American, so then you it's going to be hard to do the racist thing because then you're trying to attack the daughter of an immigrant.
Yeah, but they're both white, so you know what you're going to do. They're going to do the Zimmerman thing, a white Hispanic.
No. See that? There you go.
I've just seen the playbook.
Okay, all right. And then the next thing will be that one of the other nominees is a Catholic,
right?
And apparently, as they refer to it, a practicing Catholic. I don't know. I don't know when you get to be professional, but
pro league.
Yeah. That's right. I guess that's reserved for the saints.
Yeah.
But then they'll be able to attack the religious beliefs and the way that Christians impose their will and their beliefs legislatively on the populace of this country. Oh, wait a minute. No, they don't. It doesn't happen.
Right.
And because we have the freedom of religion, not the freedom from religion, as that ridiculous outfit somewhere up in the northern Midwest is always trying to sue folks like the Greenville County School District and others for having religious beliefs, let alone not trying to impose them on anybody. But those will be the two things that'll go. Unless there is a nominee out there that we have not seen that may be another minority other than a Hispanic or woman. So we'll see.
Yeah, because anyway, just wait for it. So I'm thinking that the announcement that the person is, in fact, a racist will probably come later in the day after Trump announces the person's
name. Or maybe before.
Well, it could. It could come before. It could come before. Yeah, and then the people claiming they heard the person say racist things.
Right,
so remember, they used this playbook on Jeff Sessions. That's how this went.
Right.
And so they had a guy, they found somebody who came out and said Sessions was a racist, and he used to say his racist stuff all the time, and the media made him sound really credible, and the guy challenged Sessions, got fired. The guy actually got fired because he believed the CIA was following him, I kid you not, and he would leave the office for like a month at a time to run from them across the country. He would actually wear tinfoil on his head, I kid you not, as he was driving.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not joking.
Oh,
this is the guy the media dug up to say Sessions was a racist. He was, I mean, God bless him, a very mentally ill individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, but when the media doesn't include that part, wait, you think the CIA is following you? And Jeff Sessions is a racist, really.
And that a tin foil hat will foil them.
Foil them.
Yeah.
The guy was nuts. The media doesn't tell you this. See what I'm saying? So they're going to go find some guy, some woman. They're going to find somebody who overheard somebody say something or something.
Yeah. Or believe that they did. Or just make it up like has happened to previous Supreme Court.
Yes. And you will
nominees.
Be amazed. You will be amazed because it is Wednesday. And you're thinking, Tara, how on earth did you know? How did you know? Because I've watched this one too many times. You know, if it were me, I would think, you know what, y'all, we've used this playbook so many times.
Yeah.
Like this, nobody's ever going to buy this. But they do.
Yeah.
They do. So, I mean, it doesn't matter how many times things get debunked. It doesn't matter how many times that Jake Tapper goes on national mainstream media and says Trump didn't say that Nazis and white supremacists are good people about Charlottesville. He absolutely did not. In fact, he disavowed them. And Jake Tapper can declare that, and then the media just goes right on pretending it never happened.
Well, it's just like the climate change folks who says every 10 years we're dead.
Right, and they started that like in the first
70s.
Year. It was 1989 was supposed to be D-Day. We were done, finished, end of the line.
Yeah.
Except it didn't happen. Meanwhile, did you see this poll? Had the percentage of Americans, Lee, who think the election will be free and fair, it ain't too high. Yahoo News YouGov poll revealed just 22% of Americans believe the presidential election will be free and fair.
Apparently, they get their news only from Yahoo News then.
Right. Well, no, I asked because I don't think it will. Did you see what just happened in North Carolina? This is not good. And this is the same pattern. What we have is a judicial dictatorship. And so judges just start decreeing or people start doing these funky legal moves to allow mail-in balloting, ballot harvesting, which is where Democrats cheat and pick up people's ballots after maybe, you know, printing a few off themselves at the print shop and then they turn them in. And yeah, so this is going on all over the country. But the thing is, legislatures aren't changing the laws. Liberal judges are ruling and saying, oh, yeah, like, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan. Yeah, Pennsylvania. Just, 14 days sounds good. 14 days after the election. Just get it in by then. That'll be good. That'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be okay. And this is, I mean, so we have to sue all over the country. In some places we are, but they just did it in North Carolina, where election officials are all Democrats statewide because Roy Cooper, the governor, appoints them, right? So here's what they did. They settled a lawsuit. This is genius. Democrats won major concessions on Tuesday from state election authorities in North Carolina who agreed to their demands to relax the rules on mail-in balloting. So there's just been this long-term lawsuit. And so it's Democrats suing Democrats. So Democrats together agreed, hey, we'll fix things by allowing mail-in balloting. Oh, and by the way, if it gets there like 10 days after the election, no biggie. It's no biggie. It's 9 days after the election, actually. Oh, and if it's missing voter witness or assistant signatures and addresses, that's okay. It's cool. Does the state law say that? No, state law does not say that. In fact, it's illegal. Oh, but the judges, they just all agreed to in court, though. Yeah. You can't do that. You can't run an election that way. But they are all over the country. Judicial dictatorship. Judges, you know, are just agreeing. Yeah, sure, we'll just do it this way. Say, yeah, sure, fine. Okay.
Just sort of missed where that says in the Constitution that that's the way our legal system is supposed to work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Right. But what's going to happen is that the Democrats in these states, and Democrats control a lot of these boards of elections. Again, North Carolina, potential swing states, going back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. And Obama won it and Trump won it. There were tens of thousands, voter fraud to the tune of tens of thousands last time. So, I mean, we know this. They had people going around using absentee ballots. It was all the same Democrat registered, nonprofit. And it was county after county after county. And it was like a lot of the same signature of handwriting on them. Didn't matter. Tens of thousands of ballots went in that way. So listen to this. Curing deficiencies include no voter signature, misplaced voter signature, no witness or assistant name, no witness or assistant address, no witness or assistant signature, misplaced witness or assistant signature. This is just organized, engineered chaos.
And those are ballots that would, in a normal situation and under a legal situation, be thrown out. I've sat through one of those before. I've been there where the county election board is going through there ballot by ballot that are contested ballots, and they determine whether or not that there is enough evidence to say that this you know, looks like a legitimate vote or it doesn't. And these are votes that would be kicked out. If you're not following the law that you've got to have the signature, whatever, then it gets kicked out. Now, of course, look where we're going to be now here in South Carolina with the absentee ballot situation.
By which you mean?
Well, I mean, they're trying to get this done so that you don't have to have the signature.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this just allows these to just come in. It makes it much easier to cheat. Doesn't guarantee cheating, but it makes it much easier. Oh, by the way, they're going to allow ballot harvesting in North Carolina. And guess what? You can drop off a whole stack of ballots. God knows where you got them. And you don't even need to leave your name. Just an address and a phone number when you return somebody else's ballot. Or maybe it wasn't their ballot. Or who knows? Maybe the Chinese just printed it. Like Bill Barr said. Bill Barr's like, yeah, Chinese could just print this stuff. They should print it off if they wanted to. Take it in. That's the goal. So, North Carolina, that's going to become harder to win too there. I'm not forecasting anything. I'm not telling you. You need to vote like your life depends on it, because we need a landslide to overcome this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's jump on the line on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line with Fred in Duncan. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tara. How's things?
Hey, I couldn't hear you. What's up, Fred?
Hey, Tara. Hey, I heard what you were talking about with the consent decree up there in North Carolina, and it is something that really ought to concern us, and I think the Democrats were on the outside looking in 2000 when you had the dispute election down in Florida, and they saw how everything could turn right there at the Attorney General, and you really saw guys like Soros target these sensitive areas where they can dictate policy because they have the right person in the right position of authority. And you kind of see that, I believe, going on there in North Carolina. They had a narrowly elected governor in Cooper. They've got an attorney general who's a Democrat. And like you said, when they get these people in positions of authority in a situation like COVID presents itself, then and their side is expert at gaming things. And so they'll look for opportunities. And really what you see there, I think, is kind of what was going on in the Obama administration. With their Justice Department, they would get liberal interest groups that would sue the government, and they sided with those groups, and instead of taking it before a judge and letting the thing be adjudicated and a verdict rendered, they would settle out of court and funnel, in some cases, funnel a penalty to that interest group, and then make policy in environmental cases or in housing or in labor, and basically just do whatever they want to do. And that's what's going on up there, I really believe. And if you spin it on its head and you had a situation where, say, a bunch of homeschoolers tried to sue the state to get something that they wanted, and, you know, and Henry McMaster and, you know, Attorney General just to say, okay, well, we'll settle it and basically give them what they want. You know, the left in the state and the media, they would have a fit over it. They wouldn't stand for it. But it's going on. The media's covering it up. You see, it's not just in North Carolina. You see up in Pennsylvania. You see in Wisconsin. The same thing's happening. And you see what they're trying to do with the Green Party, taking them off the ballot where they can, pulling Kanye West out of races where they can. And, you know, on the other hand, then you got guys like LeBron James, and you've got, you know, Bloomberg funneling money to try to pay the debts of felons down in Florida, because they're going to get it wherever they can to try to steal the selection. And we need to be up in arms about it. We really do. And you're right, spot on.
Yep. And the reason I'm doing this and talking about this, Fred, and you are shockingly knowledgeable about this. It's awesome how much you know, is because I want to prepare people for what's coming. They're going to say, oh, we have to abide by the law. There's no law in any of these states that says any of these things. This is a judicial dictatorship where judges are ordering these things because they can't get legislators to pass them. Because they lead directly to fraud. And so this is what we are fighting. And this is why the Supreme Court is so important. We have to have a 6-3 as these cases, because the Trump campaign is suing in state after state, as these cases inevitably hit the Supreme Court. And we answer the question, are we going to let judges in states just change election law conveniently ahead of the election?
And you see, too, what they're trying to do. They're trying to put the pressure. They've been at Mitch McConnell's house. They've been at Lindsey Graham's house. What are they trying to do? They're trying to fill voters with fear. They're trying to fill elected politicians with fear. Any pressure they can apply, because when it comes right down to it, when you're going to threaten Trump with impeachment for doing his constitutionally appointed duty of appointing a judge, you don't have facts on your side. You don't have the law on your side. All you have is noise. And that's what they're pumping out, and the media is covering for them. And we're used to that. But that's what's going on. And if they see to this and they put a solid conservative on there, I certainly hope Trump, you know, wins, and I hope he wins going away. Hugh Hewitt wrote a book called If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat. And that's what I'm praying for, but we need to be earnest about it, because they are pulling out all the stops, and they do not play fair, and they don't intend to play fair. And if they get in, they will change the rules. They will pack the court. They will end the filibuster because they want to cram it down our throat. And, you know, big tech and the media, they will help them.
Yeah. Fred, I couldn't have done this segment better myself. So go ahead. You have a...
Thank you for what you're doing, and you make an impact in informing people. And if we'll trade our vote like it's important, and I do want to say this, Tara, I have been a big critic of Lindsey Graham over the years, but the way the media knows how to play it, they put forth a character, what we have right now in the Senate race. They put forth a character that is every bit in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton. He's right there with them. But he'll run all these ads that only touch on things that make you think, oh, I can't stand Lindsey Graham. And you know what? There are a lot of things I don't like about Lindsey Graham. But I'm voting for Lindsey Graham enthusiastically, because I realize the best chance to help Donald Trump stand up and fight for this country is to not support the people that are trying to tear the legs out from under Trump and have been for 4 years. And if right now Lindsey Graham's the best we can do, he's the only one that we can support right now that's going to, you know, at all try to help Trump. And, you know, the man's got his faults, but, you know, the time to fix that is in a primary, and this is not a primary. And so we better get our stuff together and not only get Trump back in, but we better get some people that'll help fight for Trump, or we'll be in the same boat that Alabama ended up in, because we're not paying attention, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to be laughing all the way to trample the Constitution, and we need to understand that.
Yeah, and I would add one thing, because I want to be clear on this. Lindsey Graham needs to understand that to get our votes, he doesn't just get the votes for confirming the justice. That doesn't cut it. It's this person must be seated before the November 4th. Before November 4th. Now, because that's when the real election begins. They're telling us this. The real election begins after the election. That person must be seated. Lame duck's not good enough. We cannot go into this with a 4-4 court. We cannot have this kicked into Congress. We can't. So it is literally a matter of the survival of the Republic. Lindsey Graham needs to get this and understand this. That confirmation must be done and kaput by the time we go to the polls on the 3rd. Black Lives Matter chant out of Seattle. Well, that's not fair. They gotta protect the white ones too. Maybe that would require extra corporate donations. Everything we need to know about these folks is right out there in the open if we want to see it. Speaking of felons, all felons. Do you see that? This is crap. I mean, this year is so nuts. Billionaire Mike Bloomberg, you see this, paid off $20 million in debt for more than 31,000 felons in Florida so they could vote in a state where just 573 votes decided the presidential election in the year 2000. Yay. Former Democrat presidential candidate stepped in to help felons who have completed their prison sentences so they can vote on November 3rd. He's pledged $100 million to help Joe Biden win Florida. Yeah. The move comes just days after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he's a Republican, won a court victory to keep felons from voting until they've paid off the fines, restitution, and court fees. Folks, if you haven't figured out by now that these Democrats, I mean, in order of importance, here's you down here as a law-abiding, productive citizen. Up here, felons, criminals, illegal immigrants, other Democrat privileged groups. They're not even hiding it, folks. $20 million to pay off the debt, the court debt. And again, it's fines, restitution to victims, court fees. These people don't even bother to pay any of this. And they get this paid off by a functionary of the Democrat Party. What, should we be surprised? I mean, Joe Biden signed the pledge, the ACLU pledge, to free half of federal inmates. Just bam, off the top, half of federal inmates. Well, are they dangerous? Nah, nobody cares. Just let them go. Why? Because we should. Oh. Okay. Sounds fabulous. Did you see this, by the way? This is just a sign of things to come, where we're going in the country. And it shows you don't have to defund police departments at all to end policing. And, you know, the way the left views this is if you are a criminal, you have liberal privilege and law should not apply to you. I mean, this is how they think. It's just a local news story, but boy, does it say it all. Aurora, Colorado police stood down twice to avoid arresting a violent felon. Robert Thompson, 47, went to stay at an apartment he shared. One of the residents who lived in an apartment complex invited Robert Thompson, 47 years old, to stay at an apartment he shared with his girlfriend. He did this unwisely, despite Thompson having a very long rap sheet of criminal behavior and violence. Thompson quickly began causing trouble of an alarming kind, exposing himself to some young girls, throwing a rock through someone's window, threatening people, including the host, with violence. So they called the police out. Police came, left said they'd seek a warrant to deal with the matter, but never did. The following day, Thompson's behavior flew further out of control. He wound up trapping the girlfriend in a hostage situation in the bedroom, along with another friend who'd come to visit. He then took a golf club and began smashing everything in the apartment, moving on to vandalizing cars in the parking lot and threatening passersby. Okay, this is slam dunk here, folks, right? You call the police come pick up an individual like this, right? While the police were once again called to the scene, they talked to Thompson, told him to knock it off, and then they left, saying it had been decided by police leadership that they would stand down rather than confront the suspect. A CBS 4, this is local news investigation, has found Aurora police officers twice walked away from arresting a 47-year-old man who was terrorizing residents of an apartment complex, even after the man exposed himself to kids. Through a rock, through one resident's sliding glass door, was delusional, et cetera, et cetera. At one point, to get the girlfriend out of the hostage situation he created, they had to call the fire department. They came with a ladder and got her out the window. Why didn't the police just take him? He's liberal royalty. The Aurora Police Deputy Chief Darren Parker finally explained, "We're trying to get the situation resolved with the least amount of escalation, the least amount of confrontation as we can." He went on to say that if the officers had responded more aggressively and attempted to take Thompson into custody, it could have led to the use of, oh, here we go, deadly force. So they stood down and walked away twice. Why? What led to this delusion? Well, the deputy chief admitted that the choice was made by police after the death of Elijah McClain in police custody there last month. "I don't want the city to burn. You don't want people marching. So, you know, you want to expose yourself, kidnapping, hostage situation, just call fire and rescue. Maybe they get you out the back window if he decides not to kill you first. Whatever, whatever he wants." See how this works? You don't have to defund the police station to make them useless. You don't. You just have to terrorize police and destroy their lives, report half the facts, make the perp into a hero for resisting police, and the rest, well, takes care of itself. Criminals go free with liberal privilege. Despite the left's best efforts, this economy's breaking out, folks. It wants to run. It's because the fundamentals are so strong. And one of the things we're seeing here is the really good fallout from closing the NAFTA loophole. That's why the manufacturing index numbers are better right now than they were a year ago. We began to see that climb in the beginning of the year. That's because we closed the NAFTA loophole that allowed illegal Chinese goods to flow through Canada and Mexico, but not our sea borders. And again, those are Chinese goods, as I've often explained, that are weaponized. They're not fairly or capitalistically created. That would be competition. We would welcome that. We still do in this country. You can create a cheaper good, honestly, and ship it right across our sea borders, no problem. That's not what China was doing. They were subsidizing these goods, things that go in engines and other things, and assembling them in either Mexico or Canada, shipping them over the border. They are targeted at specific industries that the Chinese want to decimate inside the United States of America. So when you closing that loophole was absolutely huge, and I'm honestly surprised that Trump hasn't taken more credit for it on the campaign trail, because we're seeing the manufacturing uptick because of it. And what was forecast with the closing of the NAFTA loophole for a long time was that two things would happen. The manufacturing would leave Canada, and Canada's manufacturing sector is decimated because it was never really real. It was just people assembling illegal Chinese goods. So what would happen, they forecast, and we're seeing this now, some of those orders would shift to the U.S. They'd be made in our factories. Now, there's no reason to do it in Canada anymore, add the extra step and pay for the shipping. So some of it would shift to the U.S. and some of it would shift overseas, Indonesia, Vietnam, places like that. Wouldn't come here, that's fine. It's just got to be fairly made, though, according to trade agreements and international norms. It's got to be made through capitalism, in other words, real, absolute, actual capitalistic competition. So we're seeing this boom in manufacturers, fabulous. And now this. The Atlanta Federal Reserve forecast the largest GDP growth rate increase in U.S. history coming in the third quarter. They're thinking 32%. 3.2% would be phenomenal. You didn't hear that wrong. 32%. And this despite the Democrats' attempts to keep COVID alive, which is rapidly declining, and to keep their economy shut down to hurt the president so that they can then blame the president for the economy. Can't wait. I hope this is true.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.